he has a great future before him. That was the first time that my mother heard that from somebody whose judgment she couldn't doubt.
I see.
So that was the man, Piero, this piece. It brought Eric, a great friend. But unfortunately, when we came to America, Alvin went to Mexico, and he died there very soon afterwards.
I see.
Because he would certainly have done something for Eric.
Was the complete ballet ever performed?
It was never performed as a ballet. No. And Eric then made the suite out of it and orchestrated it, and as the suite it was played.
I see. Wasn't this true that Eric was to do this many times, that he would take the... he didn't want to waste a scrap of material, and he would take the best movements and make sweeps.
Yeah, because this was a kind of a practical thing, because he wanted it to perform. He didn't want to have done it in vain. And
yes,
there was a possibility, because symphonic music had a greater possibility than ballet.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, in this piece, one sees many Zeisel characteristics, one sees them developed increasingly. You've mentioned this quality of the grotesque, and one certainly sees it in this composition.
Yes, absolutely. That is very strongly there, and also already in the moon pictures.
Mm-hmm, yes. And we see the use of the fugue, another Baroque procedure, and a procedure that was quite difficult for Eric to master. Isn't it somewhat innovative or unusual to use fugues in dramatic works?
I think it is. But it was, I couldn't say it haunted him. It was something that he desired and loved to do. And so he did it whenever he could. I think it was that, as if he would do repentance for his youth, where where his teachers wanted him to do this kind of exercises and he wouldn't hear of it or wouldn't do it. And the moment he got mature enough, then he would do it on his own.
I see. So it must have been... It's a shame this piece was never performed, because it would have been delightful to see these four giant birds dancing
in a fugue.
I
think it has a very interesting book text.
Oh, yes, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
They actually took the Meyrink story, which had been set in one time and place, and updated it considerably.
Yeah.
Was there any sort of jazz influence or American influence in here with the...
You know, the circle in which Eric moved, and my friend Fritz Kram and all, they were absolutely crazy about jazz.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the time when jazz became very fashionable, and you know that Milo wrote the jazz piece, and that
Stravinsky
was influenced by it. It was a very strong influence of the time. Came over like a wave from America, and it caught the fancy of all the young people, young composers.
Well, it seems to me that in some of the characters, Charlie perhaps, and Lee, in this ballet, that one sees an almost American flapper type of influence.
Yes, thing. Definitely.
Eric
loved, for instance, when an American in Paris and the Rhapsody in Blue, when they came over.
Oh.
And when Eric was enthusiastic about it, and he knew the Rhapsody in Blue, he knew it by heart, he could play it from the last note. Which he often did at that time.
And it seems to me there are just a few other components in this ballet that are worth mentioning, because they show Eric's ability in different dimensions as an orchestral and a descriptive composer. Think of the Dance of the Bats. I understand that became quite popular.
Yeah, that was, I think, a very impressive piece, and it was very weird and... in rhythmical and yet very melodic at the same time.
Oh, yes.
So, and I think the orchestration in the ballet is very masterful.
Yes, yes. It's outstanding. Eric didn't Whenever possible, he tried to score for a large symphony orchestra, didn't he? The outcome of the romantic tradition.
Yeah.